It is time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday Morning Show. It's where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables and get to know them a little bit better. This morning we are, as John has told me, Hot Springs Village, Arizona.
With, nope, Arkansas.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry.
That just, we just wrecked the whole mood.
No.
Okay.
I swear it said AZ. Arkansas is AR?
Yep,
AR.
Okay. Now, this is Sharon and Jim. Now, yep. How do you spell your last name?
D-U-I-T, but it's pronounced like there's an O and it's Deut.
And what kind of language are we talking here?
Dutch.
Yep. So what's the weather like in Hot Springs?
75 degrees here.
Nice.
Clear skies. And it's supposed to be a high of 97 today.
Ooh. Oh, my.
And with 104 heat index.
Oh. So you won't be seeing much of the outside.
Oh, guess where we're going. We're going to a bluegrass festival.
We'll be sitting outside all afternoon.
Good for
and
you.
And evening. Under trees.
You'll be bringing hats and water, I assume?
Oh, yes. Oh, definitely.
Definitely.
And sunscreen.
Okay.
Now, listen, Heidi's got a very important question for you, so we want you to listen up a little bit here.
Real good. Well, what's the prize if we get it right?
There's no.
Will you ring a bell for it?
Sure, we'll do something.
So what's
ding,
for
ding.
What's okay. for breakfast?
We are having fried eggs with sprinkled with cheddar cheese, and then we are having our fresh Arkansas peaches, which are just really ripe and juicy, which. Already this year, I'm sure you guys don't have a whole lot that's ripe up there yet.
No.
And toast and jelly.
Kind of jelly.
Grape. Not homemade this time, I'm afraid.
That's all right.
Well, let's talk about the cheddar cheese sprinkled on the fried
egg. On a fried egg, yeah. Are we talking just a round? Are we talking just a round egg?
Just a round egg.
Normal chicken egg.
And I sprinkled cheddar cheese on it and let it melt a little, just a little bit, and we really like them that way.
Huh. So if you've got the jelly on the toast, then you're probably not dunking in the yolk.
No.
Okay.
No, well, that sounds like a definite.
Jim kind of likes his yolk hard. I like mine a little softer, but I'll dunk the rest of the egg in it, but I don't dunk my toast in it.
So I'm a little. You got to help me a little bit with the fried egg. So you flip it twice, and then you put the cheese on it? Because you can't put cheese on and flip it. What can you?
No. I flip it, cook it in both. You know, cook it on both sides. Flip it, and then sprinkle the cheese on it, and then put it on a plate, and we enjoy it.
Man, sounds good. I can't believe you guys don't dunk though.
We're not dunkers.
Is that like an Arkansas trait? Or
No, we did that in Minnesota, too.
I don't really remember what started me doing it, but it just tasted so good that we've continued. I guess it's just a Deut tradition.
Deut tradition, nice.
Is that this is a normal breakfast for you?
In a way, a couple times a week, I guess. We also have cereal with fresh fruit and yogurt once in a while. In fact, I make my breakfast a carton of yogurt. And Jim will have cereal and fresh fruit. And we have, right now, we have strawberry season's almost over down here, believe it or not. We have raspberries and blueberries and blackberries that are as big as your thumb. And the peaches, of course.
One of the guys said the blackberries are like Dolly Parton blackberries.
Jim, I'm afraid to ask what you heard.
I can conjure up that image. That sounds very, very good.
Okay, how's the weather up there?
It's absolutely perfect today. It's about 62 degrees, and there's not a cloud in the sky.
Okay, yeah, we were kind of listening on the audio stream here. We audio stream here Back Porch Harmony every Sunday.
Oh, good job.
Sunday evening, and we enjoy Danny Majors and his bluegrass because we're bluegrass fans.
So tell us what this Bluegrass Festival is like that you're going to today.
Okay, it's about 100 miles west of us. It's just off of Highway 71, which also runs down through Minnesota, which is the same 71 that comes down through Bemidji, Wadena, and clear through the state, but it varies here and there with it. Joins other highways, but in Arkansas, it's kind of right on the west border of Arkansas and Oklahoma, Highway 71, and it's just off of that. It's called Turkey Track, and it's the largest one in several states around here, and they get a couple thousand people there.
You get some big gun musicians coming in?
Yes, you've heard of Larry Stevenson?
Oh, sure.
He's there today for two shows. And I don't remember who else is there. Saturday, there's some couple of big guns there. Bobby Osborne?
Marty Raybon.
Yeah, Marty. Oh, okay.
And Daly and Vincent are going to be there. This is a four-day festival, which is kind of unusual. Most of them are three. But this one actually started Wednesday and is running through tomorrow. And they start about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Go until 5, take an hour or hour and a half break for supper, and then they start all over again, and they'll go to about 10:30 at night.
Speaking with Jim and Sharon Doit from Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Now, Jim and Sharon, is there a special bluegrass outfit? Is there like a code of dressing to go to a bluegrass festival or not?
No.
No?
Absolutely not.
No. Anything goes.
A lot of the bands sell T-shirts with their logos or whatever on them, and a lot of people will wear the different ones, and it doesn't make any difference who you're looking at. We've got a couple still that from UMAGA, or excuse me, from MBATMA, the Minnesota Bluegrass and Old Time Music Association, and we enjoy wearing those because everybody down here wants to know about the festivals up there.
And you guys have heard of Monroe Crossing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, they've been down here. In fact, they were in Mountain View last March, and they're going to be back in another year and a half, and they're going to be there are different places around, so we enjoyed them, too. So one of your guys from, Lenny Clark from Grand Rapids?
I don't know Lenny. How did you know
okay,
Lenny?
Okay, he's a good friend of Denny Major, and he lives in Mountain View, and we've met him a time or two.
So what's your connection to Minnesota?
We used to live there. We lived there, I've lived there all my life, and we moved down here in 2006.
And what?
The village is a retirement community.
Well, not necessarily. There's a lot of people in here that are not retired. It's a gated community.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a
development community.
But
our population right now is about 14,000.
Holy cow.
Hot Springs Village is the largest gated community in the nation. I think it's maybe people-wise, maybe not as large as the villages in Florida, but land-wise, it's bigger. And if you Google hotspringsvillage.org, you can find out probably more information than you wanted to know, but there's a lot of information on hotspringsvillage.org.
So there's probably a lot of golf carts driving around?
There's 9 golf courses.
Oh, my gosh.
7 lakes.
But all man-made.
The lakes are all man-made, yeah.
So there are a lot of golf carts driving around your neck of the woods.
Yep.
Not mainly on the roads. In places they can, but on cart paths and crossing a few of the streets here in the village from one side of the golf course to the other, but they don't usually drive them down the road, as it's a little bit of a traffic hazard because these streets in the village are fairly narrow.
They have a lot of walking paths through the village connecting this and that and the other thing, and the golf carts make their way around the village that way.
How did you guys find that place to go to retire to?
Well, it was an advertising ploy. It was originally developed by Cooper Incorporated, and they sent out these postcards saying, you know, free 4 days, 3-night vacation type thing if you listen to their spiel.
Uh-huh.
And we were looking for a vacation, and we got involved in it, and we all the way down here we kept saying we don't have to buy anything, but the property was very inexpensive. Cooper was trying to get out of the land business, and so he was selling off all the remaining lots at very reasonable prices, and it gave us an inn in the village as far as getting in and getting out and that type of thing. And so we decided we'd take a chance, and we bought a lot. And then we thought, we're getting too old to be building. So we started looking around because there was always places for sale, that type of thing. And we bought a house. And at first it was just winter visits. And then we just made up our mind we were going to move down here. I have a lot of arthritis, and the weather in the winter is a lot better for me than the 14 inches of snow that we have on the ground most of the time up there.
Did you get a set of steak knives or a TV for that sales pitch, or was it just the stay that you got?
It was a big thank you.
Well,
yeah, no steak knives, no TV or anything like that. Just a big thank you. But
we can't thank you guys enough for being members of KEXE. Why are you? Why do you support the station?
Well, because we used to listen to it when we lived at Staples, Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
Which is just west of Brainerd, about 25 miles. We lived between Staples and Motley, and we lived there for 17 years. I grew up in west central Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Sharon grew up in the Twin City area, but we used to listen to KXE through the translator in Brainerd, 89.9, I think it is.
Yeah, good job.
And if anybody in the Brainerd Staples area is listening, I just want to say hello, because that was our old stomping grounds. And so we just continued when you guys were doing audio streaming. We just enjoyed Back Porch Harmony, and we listened to it every Sunday afternoon, 5 to 8.
That's great.
And we figure if we're going to listen, we should support the station.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And we actually have a parting gift for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we've got. We don't have steak knives or a color TV.
I was looking for a new TV, actually.
Well, Homestead Mills of Cook, Minnesota sponsors our show. And what we can send you down in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas, is wild rice pancake mix or a country blend cereal.
Oh, my.
Oh, we'll take the pancake mix.
Now, wait a minute, Sharon. Can you make that decision like that?
Well, she just did.
No, doesn't Jim get any say?
Absolutely not, right, Jim?
Oh, yeah. We have pancakes usually every Saturday morning.
You were on top of that, Sharon. Good job.
Yep.
Last Saturday, I fixed pancakes with fresh blueberries and raspberries mixed in to the batter, and got to admit, I turned out a pretty good product. So we enjoy pancakes.
I thought for a second you were going to say you had Dolly Parton pancakes, but
no.
No, they were kind of flat.
Hey, it's a pleasure talking to you guys. Have a good time at the Bluegrass Festival, and if you ever get back to this way, make sure you swing by and say hi.
We will do that.
My wife Sharon used to work at the Target store in Grand Rapids when it opened.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, she was a traveling pharmacist for Target, and she worked there with Mike Funk as the pharmacist. I don't know if he's still there or not, but she worked there when it was open and quite a bit after that.
All right. Well, enjoy your day, you guys. Thanks a lot for being members.
Say hello to the guys up there.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Yep. You're welcome. That's Jim and Sharon Doit, our guests this morning on What's for Breakfast.